Welcome back to the From Girls to Women podcast, where the voices of young Black females are elevated and celebrated. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Marquita Cherie Dorsey, and today I'm offering a pep talk that includes three steps for a successful new season. Think about this as your three-step plan for success. So the summer has been great. The sun has been vast this summer. The freedom in your schedule. I mean, we love the summers, right? New connections, old connections we've made with our people. But now it's time to plan, start to think and plan for a successful new season. And new seasons, with new seasons come new school years, new jobs, new routines. And entering a new season, these transitions are most important to our lives and our ability to think and plan and just be balanced, right? With those transitions also comes strategy. Yes, strategy. Even strategy in our universe happens through our change from summer to fall. There are tons of biological processes that happen to make that season emerge and become real for us. So whatever you have a transition, you have to think about a strategy. Whether people, places, things around us, there is definitely a strategy at play. So let's get ahead of it, right? What's your strategy? What's your plan for achieving success during the next season? So I want to offer you three things to think about, or rather consider, for achieving success in the next season. What qualifies as success? Let's start there. It's what you deliberately define as an achievement, which means it may be very different for everyone, right? I would challenge you to think of success with this single qualifier, something that pushes you to something greater, more than what you have right now. This may also be considered a goal or an aspiration, however you want to define it. For this conversation, we're defining it as a success. One thing is for sure, and you've probably heard this before, but if you fail to plan, you what? You plan to fail. We already know this. Well, at least fail to achieve whatever successful thresholds you've already defined. Okay, so once you've determined what success looks like for you, or what goal or aspiration you hope to achieve in this new season, I want to offer you three considerations. The first consideration is to envision what you want. Listen, the power of our imagination is probably greater than we actually think. Don't be afraid to think beyond where you are right now. Sometimes life circumstances or what we've gone through might discourage us from thinking creatively about ourselves and even our future. Don't be afraid. Just think about, envision this goal being achieved, you actually achieving it. It happening. It's happening for you. You're doing it. You're in action. And it's working out for your good. I used to do this visual exercise with a group of young folks some years ago, where I would ask them to close eyes and just think about a guided meditation of sorts. But I would ask them to think about where they wanted to be in 10 years. And I know, you know, you can never, sometimes people are afraid to think ahead because they never know what might happen. Of course, no one knows what might happen. No one. But imagine you being here 10 years down the road and not having planned out in the best way possible what could have been happening during those 10 years, right? So when you envision what you want to achieve in the next season, you're essentially giving your imagination an opportunity to be free, but you're also giving yourself an opportunity to think beyond what you see in front of you. So the first thing is to envision what you want. In that visual exercise, the young folks were able to just think creatively. And that's the benefit of taking a moment to really just reflect on what was, but also thinking about what can be and not being afraid to do that. All right, so envision. The second thing is to write down what you want to achieve, right? Write down what you see. Write down what you envision. And again, this is based on your self-defined idea of success or what goal you want to achieve. If you have broader goals than someone else, then that's okay. I'm going to get into comparison in a second because this is really about you. And you don't want to waste time or get laden with thinking about what everyone else is doing. The envision part, the step one, is about you thinking about what you want to do. Writing it down is like a commitment. When you start to write down what you envision, you are essentially committing to something that you want to do for you. Once you write that broader vision down, then I would encourage you to break it down into bite-sized pieces. And so those bite-sized pieces might be a weekly something to get to the broader thing that you envision. And then even a daily breakdown of the weekly breakdown that will lead you to the broader vision. Every week, I take some time to write out everything that I hope to achieve in a given week. And that's based on some broader goals that I have, whether it be for a semester or whether it be for a year. When I break down my weekly goals, I think about, okay, how much time do I have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Literally, how many hours do I have to spend on this particular day to get the things done that I need to get done? And then I break down how much time I might spend for each item that I've already designated. Wednesday will be a good day for me to work on this. Thursday will be another good day. I'm going to spend this amount of time on this, and then this is what I'm going to achieve during that time. I know it sounds tedious, but I have to say it has been a surefire plan for me to get things done and get things achieved over time. If you can have a vision, you know, many times folks create vision boards at the beginning of the year, and people find a lot of success there because they're always able to see that vision. What I would encourage you to do if you want to create a vision board, do that. But the writing down gives you a space to really get those ideas out on paper and to work through the kinks. And you want to work through the kinks because you actually want to get this done, which is the step number three. Do it. Commit to yourself. Don't cheat yourself. Listen, we all have rough days. We all get up. Whether you're an avid runner, I am. Some days I don't want to run. Some days my body doesn't want to do what my mind is telling it to do, and vice versa, right? I just don't feel like it. But I know what my end goal is, and it really is just to stay healthy. That's the broader goal, particularly in middle age. But I know that if I, quote unquote, cheat myself too many days, then my end goal won't look the way I envision my end goal. And so I have to be committed to this goal because it's my life, and what I need to and want to achieve means that I'm in charge. Nobody else is in charge. It's my life. So as a young Black female, whether you are 18, 20, most of our audience fits within that demographic, the goal is that you are able to really think about what you want and not focus on what other people are doing. As Miss Katie stated in the last interview, she said, comparison is the thief of joy, right? When you, and we all are inundated with people's lives and experiences that they have on a daily basis through social media, it's very easy to get discouraged. And so the best thing I can say to encourage you in not comparing yourself to others is as refer back to that episode, because Miss Katie laid out some very tangible ways to try to guard yourself from comparing your walk, your purpose to other people's lives and purposes. But really try to put safeguards on your time, how much time you spend on social media, That way you can reinvest that time, and particularly reinvest that time in your own goals and your own strategy and your steps forward. Because if you're focused on somebody else, then it's hard for you to stay in step with your own processes. I mean, think about a track meet. While folks are in this track meet, they obviously are competing against one another, but most of the time we only get a glimpse, right? We get a glimpse, we get a chance to see what they're doing when we're viewing them on the track. But most of the work that got them to that track was individual, right? They trained, their training, their diet, their commitment to the end goal, which was obviously to win the race. Maybe it is, maybe it's not their end goal. But whatever their end goal is, it has led them to a competition, a momentary competition. But all the work that comes into getting to that place is really what matters, right? When one runner is in their lane and you have other runners in other lanes, those runners are focused on their form. They're focused on their push towards the finish line. It's difficult to do the best that you can do when you are looking focused, central to what other folks are doing. So I want to encourage you to really press away from comparison and really press into your vision. And it starts with what? One, first, getting a vision. Secondly, writing it down and then breaking it down to bite-sized pieces and then committing to it and doing it. You can do it. You got this. It's the commitment that will make the difference. So I want to encourage you. You're going to have a dynamic new season. I just know you are. And the next episode, actually, it's a two-part series where these young women are talking everything from the overturning of Roe v. Wade, how they're managing new demands on their life, and more than anything, the camaraderie across their perspectives. This two-part series is engaging these powerful young educated women who are excited to share where they are, what their perspectives are, and what they've learned during their undergraduate experiences, and some are entering into graduate school. So please don't forget to check out that upcoming episode. If you haven't, click on the notification so that you will be alerted when a new episode posts. I hope that you have enjoyed our episode so far. Thank you for listening and supporting the voices of young Black females. My name is Dr. Marquita Cherie Dorsey, and I'm excited that you have joined the From Girls to Women family. Best of everything to you. Take care. I wish you all the best this semester, this season, this upcoming fall season, one of my favorites. Take care. Peace and blessings.